And sticking with the subject of fake laughter, with this question for Professor Sophie Scott from University College London.
Hello, my name is Jan, and my question is, if there are specific areas in the brain that get recruited during laughter, do they get recruited during fake laughter as well? In other words, could you tell whether a person is faking their laugh from their brain activity?
Well, there's two ways you can look at this. So somebody's done a study looking at people laughing, so what happens when you are producing laughter, and what they did was they either asked people to produce a laugh, you know, ha ha ha, or they went and tickled them while their feet stuck out the end of the scanner to produce real laughter. And interestingly, the network looked very, very similar, but you could identify a brain area in the hypothalamus, a very small area, that was specifically involved in the real laughter. So what you might find is that it's the real laughter and posed laughter are very similar, maybe motor terms, but there is an emotional difference, and you can see the correlate of that for the real laughs. There's something that we're interested in is the flip side of that, which is what happens when you hear laughter. And we've been looking at what happens when you listen to laughs, and unbeknown to you, there's actually two different sorts of laughter in there. There's real laughter and there's posed laughter. What we find is that your brain absolutely tells the difference between the two, whether or not you're told to listen for them. And actually, you get very interesting activation to the posed laughter, because when you hear somebody laughing, and they're clearly not actually helplessly laughing, actually, that's most of the laughter you hear. When you're laughing with your friends, you're not most of the time actually crying with laughter. So it's an important social cue that tells you people are doing it for some reason. I think you're always trying to work out why people are laughing. And that's why when you hear posed laughter, there's actually more mystery to it. It's real laughter is unambiguous, clearly somebody's helpless mirth. Whereas if you hear somebody going, ha, 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 you know, why are they doing that? Who are they doing it for? What, the social part of your brain really wants to know more about that.
Oh, so your social part of your brain actually gets more activated when it hears fake laughter than
exactly,
when it actually hears real
exactly.
laughter.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. The same brain areas that you use to work out other people's motivations and thoughts are activated more when you hear people laughing in a posed way. Whereas for the real laughter, you get lots more auditory activation. And that probably reflects the fact that real laughter, if you think back to the last time you were laughing and you could not stop laughing, you're actually producing incredibly strong pressure in your rib cages. You're forcing the air out in those laughs. And it produces a sort of set of sounds that you don't produce any other way, and you couldn't produce any other way. So acoustically, real laughter has some very interesting hallmarks that I think are why we get more auditory activation to it.